sometimes. You seem to shame, boy, don't pray sometimes. May come one thing, take you on down the line.
Listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. My name is Steve, your host for the Deep Blues Hour, 60 minutes of classic and traditional blues. And coming up in this hour, we've got folks like Big Joe Turner. He's kind of a jazz blues crossover artist, great on the piano. He's going to give us an epic 11 minute song about growing up. We're also going to hear from Jimmy Reed, the Big Boss Man himself, plus some fine slide guitar from Mississippi Fred McDowell, one of my favorites. It's all coming up here on this hour of the Deep Blues Hour. Why don't we kick things off with R.L. Burnside out of the North Mississippi Hill Country from his disc, Wish I Was in Heaven Sitting Down. Let's hear now Pucker Up Buttercup. with Paul Jones and R.L. Burnside here on the Deep Blues Hour.
Percolate.
WRCT is supported by Attic Records, located in Millvale. Attic Records is open 7 days a week, selling new and used records and CDs from a range of genres. Attic Records is an independently owned and operated shop that purchases used records and CDs from collectors in bulk or by unit. Attic Records is located at 513 Grant Avenue in Millvale. For information about selling records and new releases, call 412-821-8484 or go to atticrecordsstoreinc.com. If you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Well, I'm going back down south, won't be back no more. Going back down south, child, don't you wanna go? And I'm in trouble, I'll be on my way. Well, you know, I just can't be satisfied, and I just can't keep from crying. Well, I feel like snapping pistol in your face. Let some lonesome graveyard be your resting place while I'm in trouble beyond my home. Well, you know, I just can't be satisfied, and I just can't keep on crying. Shout. That old train will be late, man, when I come walking out. Well, I'm in trouble, I'll be on my way. Well, you know, I just can't be satisfied, and I just can't keep on crying. me satisfied, and I just can't keep from crying.
Down to St. James Infirmary, and I heard my baby groan, and I felt so brokenhearted. She used to be my very own. I tried so hard. My heart felt just like lead. She was all that I had to live for. Oh, I just wish it was me instead.
Bobby Blue Bland and his version of St. James Infirmary. That's from a Putumayo release called Mississippi Blues from Bobby Blue Bland. We also heard from Buddy Guy performing live with I Can't Be Satisfied. Can't beat that from Buddy Guy. What we're going to hear next from Jimmy Witherspoon off of a best of collection that Prestige put out entitled Jazz Me Blues. Indeed, he does crossover, mixes the two together. This is How Long Will It Take to Be a Man? Jimmy Witherspoon here on the Deep Blues Hour.
Ever since I've been in this world, I want to tell you what's happened to me. Yes, ever since I've been in this world, I wanna tell you what's happened to me. Well, I've never been called a man. Now I'm 23. Uncle Sam called me in the army, and I knew it was a real McCoy. When I got in the army the next day, they called me Soldier Boy. Please tell me, how long will it take for me to become a man? Will it be real soon? Will it be when I get 43? When I got back from overseas,
Me and the sergeant was having a ball. He looked at me the next day and said, "Boy, get you some overalls. Please tell me, how long will it take for me to become a man?" Will it be real soon? Or will it be when I get 43? Well, they said I was uneducated. They said my clothes was worn and torn. But now I've got a little education. And I swear they call me a boy right on. Please tell me, take for me to become a man. Will it be real soon? Will it be when I get 43?
Sometimes I wonder how I got old enough to be a man. Sometimes I wonder how I got old enough to be a man. Cause I used to run barefooted. Oh, and I wasn't running in the sand. I was born in the ghetto. Foot of the red light district. I was born in a at the footlight of red district. All the women on the street up above me used to do that thing with misery. See what they really like. They play cards all night long. Sometimes they gamble for 4 or 5 days. They used to play cards all night long. They gamble for 4 or 5 days. I was a runner, thought they could not run me away. But old man, you'd hold me by the hand. You're the real old man. 'cause you might give away my hand. And then come my mother, always looking for me. Yeah. Turn the card when it time. And somebody cried. Said somebody got in trouble last night. And I didn't understand. But I didn't know what wrong or right. That he cheated in the game last night. To frighten me with a shout out to that Jack Johnson on the wall. Dog on the back. My grandmother knew what he really liked. She cooked his breakfast. She cooked his dinner. She put butter on a cold bread. And I used to listen when I was laying down in a big old feather bed. It sunk like a water bed. But I can hear my grandmother say, that you gotta pray. You gotta learn. You don't understand. You can move out anytime. And the grandma. To the cabin and get out the booze. Had a coffee. You pour a little taste. When I got a line, she smacked my face. Hit me on the head with a broom. Run me out of the house. But when I got hungry, I could come in the house. And you, my little baby, and you gonna learn what it's all about. Play for me, Jimmy.
Down the roses, stop at Fannie Mae. Gonna tell her Fannie what I heard. Her boyfriend said, don't start me talking. I'll tell her everything I know. I'm gonna break up this signifying, cause somebody's got to go. Jack give his wife $2, go downtown and get some mocking. Gets out on the streets. Old George stopped her. He knocked her down and black in the eye. She gets back home. Tell her husband a lie. Don't stop me talking. I'll tell everything I know. I'm gonna break up this signifying. Somebody's got to go. Some money, go to the beauty shop. She honked his horn. She began to stop. Said, take me, baby, around the block. I'm going to the beauty shop where I can get my hair side. Don't stop me talking. I'll tell everything I know. Well, break up the scene, find
Sonny Boy Williamson, and Don't Start Me to Talkin'. That's from a Universal record called A Brief History of the Blues, there from Sonny Boy II. I also heard from Big Joe Turner from his disc Life Ain't Easy, an epic 11-minute track called For Growing Up. Yeah, from Big Joe Turner. You know, each year more than 10,000 babies will be affected by cerebral palsy. Many of these children will have muscle tightness, which makes it hard for the child to move. To help these children, the American Academy of Neurology has issued a new guideline identifying the best drugs to treat spasticity in cerebral palsy. The Academy recommends botulinum, toxin type A, often called Botox or Dysport, to treat this problem. But there is some risk. To learn more or to find a neurologist near you, visit the American Academy of Neurology's website at aan.com. That's aan.com. Plus, Whiskey Before Breakfast is a fiddle tune and a radio show, not a prescription from your podiatrist. Tune into WRCT Wednesdays at 11 a.m. for Whiskey Before Breakfast, Pittsburgh's most eclectic folk radio program. And stick around for an hour of bluegrass at 1 p.m. Wednesdays on the Black Diamond Show. Where else but on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh, and WRCT.org. Let's hear next from Magic Sam. Here he is with his tune, Easy Baby. Yeah, Magic Sam here on the Deep Blues Hour.
Love has flown. darling, what a life. Trying to live without you. All the love that used to be sings a minor melody. Darling, what a life. Trying to live without you. All the funny little things we used to say and do, they weren't meant for one. They were meant for two, just you, just the same. World goes on. How can I live and know you're gone? Darling, what a life. Trying to live without you. Darling, what a life. Trying to live without you. Without you. I can't live without you.
Have the one and only Jimmy Reed and Baby What You Want Me to Do from his record called Big Boss Man. Also heard from Charles Brown before Jimmy Reed. There was Charles out in Los Angeles in the late 1940s recording What a Life. You know, Liquid means rewind. A gunshot means forward. You requested it, so we rewind. Tune into Liquid Means Rewind Thursdays at 10:30 p.m. to hear the finest selections of jazz, dub, reggae, house, techno, two-step garage, jungle, and more. Hosted by Big Cashew, only on WRCT Pittsburgh. And addiction is a disease. Like any other disease, its effects can be devastating, separating parents from children, disrupting relationships, destroying communities. And like any other disease, addiction is not a choice. Power treats the disease of addiction through a full continuum of services designed especially for women. Call Power today at 412-243-7535 or visit www.power-recovery.com to learn more. That's the Pennsylvania Organization for Women in Early Recovery. All right, let's hear next from, let's see, who do we got next? Oh, Aaron Moore from his disc, Boot 'Em Up. Here he is with the Hind Part Boogie. Yeah, Aaron Moore here on the Deep Blues Hour.
Well, it's sun in my eyes. mama, you don't do nothing. Lay around on your GPA. Mama, you don't do nothing. Lay around on your GPA. Are you gambling, play cards from the eighth up to the jack and trade? I don't mind you running around. Please don't go out and say. I don't mind you running around. Please don't go out and say. Cause if you do, mama, I'm gonna knock you on your DBA. I'm satisfied to treat you nice and kind in every way. I'm satisfied to treat you nice and kind in every way. But since you got your mind high, you're gonna show me your GPA. Yeah, that train was a-blowing, and Papa's got to go. Yeah, that train was a-blowing, and your daddy's got to go. You showed your DBA, ain't gonna see your daddy no more. Now, fare you well, I ain't got no more to say. I hope the next man you get, he won't show your DBA.
The DBA Blues there from Josh White, recorded back 1935, I believe, on his complete recorded works put out through Document Records. Josh White right there. Plus, I heard from Mississippi Fred McDowell along with his buddy Johnny Woods on their disc says called Mama Says I'm Crazy. That was Standing at the Back Door from Mississippi Fred. All right, time for a couple more tracks here on the Deep Blues Hour. I'm going to hear from Catfish Keys, but here's first is Roosevelt Sykes. Here he is with the 44 Blues. Yeah, Roosevelt Sykes here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Looking for my woman, found her with another man. Thought I wore my 44 so long, loud and made my shoulder full. Thought I wore my 44 so long, loud and made my shoulder full. After I do what I want to, ain't gonna wear my 44 no more. But it sounds just like ain't gonna blow that fucking low, low.
Tonight, Buffalo gal, won't you come out tonight, baby? Stand around Jibber John all night long. Jibber John, baby, with your lonesome song, mama. Song, mama. Tell me what you're gonna do for the country, baby. Jumping up the country today, but come in town, mama. Yeah. Tell me what, baby, tell me what, son. Running out, baby, out in the country with number one. Like they said it would. song, mama.
We start today with fact versus emotion. On this program, I try to lean towards fact. And many people in the audience wrote to me over the weekend about two different new polls, both seemingly spelling disaster for the potential reelection of Democratic President Joe Biden. Now, we're going to deal with each poll one by one. The first poll relates to whether Democrats are more or less likely to vote for Biden based on his handling of the Israeli-Hamas conflict, whether voters in general are going towards Joe Biden or away from him on the basis of how he has responded to what is going on in the Middle East. The concern, and I'm going to assume that it's the people emailing me genuinely haven't looked at the poll. And the concern from so many is Biden is screwing up this Israel-Hamas thing, and he is now going to get crushed because Democrats are abandoning him because they don't like how he's handling the situation. Now, that is interesting. If it's true, it's a real problem, especially since the right is even worse on this issue. If you don't like what Biden is doing on Israel-Hamas, you're really not going to like what a Trump or a DeSantis or some Republican would do. But we need to start with what is the truth here. And this, I hope people understand, is totally separate from our opinions about how Joe Biden is doing. I might say Joe Biden is not doing well on this Israel-Hamas issue. But what I care about is what does the polling say about how it is likely to influence voters? Now, what are they talking about? What they're talking about is a poll that finds that people generically, when they say people, they mean American voters. American voters are now saying they are less likely to vote for Joe Biden in November of 2024 based on how he has handled this issue. Now, what they are often referring to and what they are showing you is this, which we're putting up on the screen. This is part of the poll. And this looks bad. When you look at this, you see that 31% say they are less likely to vote for Biden over his handling of this issue, but only 14% say they are more likely to vote for Biden. You look at those numbers and you go, oh my God, there is a 17 point negative differential of people who are no longer going to vote for Joe Biden because of his handling of this issue. But this piece of the puzzle alone doesn't distinguish between whether people were planning to vote for Biden to begin with or whether they would even consider voting for Joe Biden. Let me explain. This has made for some really nice, scary headlines. But rather than scary headlines, I want the numbers. So let's look at the full results of this poll by party. And then you look at these and wait a second. This reveals that Republicans say they are 58% less likely to vote for Joe Biden. Well, most of them weren't going to vote for Joe Biden anyway. According to the National Election Pool's exit polls, this was done by Edison Research, only 6% of Republicans voted for Joe Biden in 2020. So among Republicans, 94% of whom voted for Trump and 6% voted for Biden, that group, 58% say, oh, I'm less likely to vote for Biden based on his handling of what's happening in Israel. Well, they weren't going to vote for him anyway. It does not matter. Then you look at Democrats. Now look at this. Among Democrats, 60% say Joe Biden's handling of the Israeli-Hamas crisis doesn't affect my vote one way or the other. 28% of Democrats say I'm more likely to vote for Biden now, and 11% say less likely. Understand that. Among Democrats, who are primarily the people that voted for Biden in the general election, Democrats are saying we are more likely to vote for Joe Biden in 2024 based on his handling of the Israeli-Hamas crisis. Among Democrats, 95% of whom voted Biden in 2020, he is doing better based on his handling of this issue.